Blog Talk Radio.
Preview the upcoming fall classic Detroit and those Giants who just won't die. The Giants, of course, coming back from a 3-1 deficit against the St. Louis Cardinals, eliminating the defending world championship Cardinals, who, you know, deserve all the credit in the world for just getting that far, but in the end, just couldn't catch the ball. I mean, that's all there is to it. But we'll get to them later on in the program. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. Follow me on Twitter at William Gerald. You can hit me up on my website, SurrealGeraldQuinn.com, or find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/William Gerald. Game one starters, Verlander taking on Barry Zito. Game two, you'll have Doug Fister Madison Bumgarner. A little bit of a surprise and not a shock. Game three, Vogelsong taking on Annabelle Sanchez. Game four, Scherzer of Detroit taking on Matt Cain. I'm gonna go through that in a whole minute. I'm kind of confused about Matt Scherzer pitching Game four when he's their number two starter, but maybe, you know, maybe Fister was going to get too much rest. Maybe he wanted Scherzer at home. You know, who knows? Bumgarner, we're going to deal with the Bumgarner move to pitch game two, because that was the question. Who would be the game two starter, Bumgarner, Gardner, or Lincecum? Lincecum was going to be out the bullpen. I totally understand this move. If Bumgarner gets in any trouble, you're going to see Tim Lincecum very early in that game, you know, fourth, fifth inning. You know, if Bumgarner gets rocked in the second or third inning, Lincecum is coming in. That's all it is to it. Having Lincecum out of the bullpen is an ultimate weapon. I mean, you have a guy who, you know, can come in and give you, you know, is on a, come in and give you unlimited innings. And the guy's he's a two-time Cy Young winner. I know he's been bad this year, but he did show you in that Cincinnati series when he went, gave up one run in like six innings in that game four, that he still has good stuff. And he was not bad in that game four against St. Louis. Wasn't horrible in that game. Didn't pitch great, but wasn't terrible. So apparently they've got Bumgarner, his mechanical flaws, they gotten that fixed. Bumgarner has been terrible in the postseason. Allegedly, it was a dead arm issue where his fastball was clocking, you know, 88, 89 miles an hour instead of the usual 93, 94. So he is only in his, you know, third year, so he's still a very young pitcher. Had a great postseason in 2010 when he a great World Series against the Rangers in 2010. So we know that he's capable of pitching on the big stage. I'm surprised, and again, it's only been one day since, or less than 24 hours since the Giants clinched the pennant to go to their 19th World Series, which is second all time behind the New York Yankees, which more than double them at 40 apparent World Series appearances and 40 pennants. But I'm surprised how many people love Detroit. Now, to me, this is a pick'em series. I'm going to tell you why I like the Giants, but this is a pick. At worst, is a pick'em series. I don't think Detroit deserves to be favored over the Giants. Do they have more star power? Yes. Do they have better individual players? Yes. Better team? I don't think they have a better team, to be honest with you. They had the best player, the best pitcher in baseball, without question. Best hitter in baseball? Yes. Arguably the best hitter in baseball. But this is baseball. I mean, baseball is made up of, 25-man roster. This is not the NBA. This is not the NHL. This is baseball. It's not about the individuals. I don't see, and again, we're going to learn a lot about the Detroit starting staff as far as just how dominant they are right now, because I think that the Yankees fell apart. I think they caught the Yankees at a perfect time. Jeter gets hurt. The whole A-Rod controversy with benching him, pinching him for him three times, benching him three times. Girardi loses his father. And all of a sudden, Cano forgets how to hit. Swisher never hits in the postseason, so that wasn't a shock. Teixeira always struggles in the postseason, though he wasn't awful, but never, Teixeira never lives up to what he does in the regular season, in the postseason. Not a shock. I think it was more about what the Yankees didn't do than it was Detroit all of a sudden becoming, the 67 Cardinals, 62 Cardinals with Bob Gibson and company. Or Drysdale, or Koufax and Drysdale. I can't believe that their pitching was that good, was that dominant. I can't. I mean, the Yankees had some awful at-bats. Yes, the Giants don't have as much talent from top to bottom as the Yankees, even with an injured Derek Jeter and an aging Alex Rodriguez. But the Giants have is guys that will fight you tooth and nail with their at-bats. They have pesky guys. They have, spark plugs. And they have two guys right now, one in particular, Scudero and Sandoval. Scudero, who is as hot can be. And Buster Posey, who is due to get hot. That's what the Giants have. And I think you know where I'm leaning towards in terms of picking the World Series. I like the Giants in this series. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, the biggest advantage the Giants have is the thing that decides championships, and it has decided championships in recent memory. And that is the bullpen. Okay. You have to go back to 2001 to find a team that has won a World Series without having a dominant bullpen. And that team was the Arizona Diamondbacks, and who were the starters? Schilling and Randy Johnson, two guys who will one day end up in the Hall of Fame. Two number one starters. Okay, so you have those type. Nobody in baseball has that right now. Two top stars of that ilk. Giants bullpen is. It's not even comparison. Detroit doesn't have a closer right now. They don't. You know, the guy Vivaldi, who was perfect last year, you know, was taken out. It is, to me, this is unheard of, that a closer who was not injured was taken out of his spot and relieved of his duties in the middle of the postseason. I've never seen that before, other than an injury. I've never seen that before. And I don't think enough is being made of that, to be honest with you. This guy was taken out of his spot. He's the number one closer. He was taken out of his spot. The manager doesn't trust him. I don't see how you can bring him back. I mean, if you don't trust me in the ALCS, how in the world are you gonna trust me in the World Series? Now, Bumgarner had a alleged dead arm, so I don't think it was a trust factor. It was a mechanical flaw, from what the Giants are telling you. But this guy just could not be trusted. Couldn't get it out. Giants don't have that problem. Romo's been great. Giants can hit you with four left-handers, three right-handers. They can miss. They can match up any which way in the late innings. And again, they have the ultimate weapon in terms of a guy who can go middle in those middle innings, or if the game gets out of hand early, in Tim Lincecum. Detroit doesn't have that guy. Now, you want to push back and say, well, you know, Zito and Bumgarner versus Verlander and Pfister. Okay. I'll put it to you this way. You have your two weaker pitchers at home against a National League lineup. Okay. American League team not having to use the DH. You're going to have your two best pitchers right now pitching in an American League against a DH with the DH. And mind you, and this is another thing, this is another reason why I like the Giants. Both ballparks are pitchers' ballparks. Both are ballparks. It's not Yankee Stadium. It's not Citizens Park. Not a bandbox. Both of these ballparks are tough places to hit home runs in. That's all there is to it. That favors pitching and defense. Giants, to me, have better defense and have the better bullpen. I'll give Detroit a slight edge with the starting rotation because they have Verlander. It's not a big edge, but I'll give them the edge. I'll give them a slight edge because I can make a case that Vogelsong is pitching outside of Verlander, that Vogelsong has been the most dominant starter in the postseason outside of Verlander. I can really make that case. Again, should be a very fascinating and interesting series. I just think it's the Giants' year. I mean, when you come back from a 0-2 deficit and win three straight games on the road, and then follow that up winning three straight games against the defending world champions, I think that kind of team wins championships. I mean, that's the kind of team to me that wins championships. Giants have a little intangible piece, a little magic going with them right now. You know, Detroit was taken to five games by Oakland, a team that they're clearly better than. And listen, I think they caught a break. I think the Yankee series is going to hurt Detroit because to me, though a couple of those games were close, it was too easy. It was too easy. I think sweeping the Yankees is going to hurt Detroit. Now, would you take that sweep back? No, of course not. But I like the Giants in six games. I think the home field advantage is a big key, a big piece of this. Last 2 years, the National League has had home field advantage. They've won St. Louis in 2010. Excuse me, St. Louis last year. The Giants the year before last. Keep that in mind. So to wrap it up for this special World Series preview, I will see you next time on the Cyril Quinn Review. Have a great evening. Enjoy the games.